And it is John Gibbons with a tour special looking ahead to who Liverpool might be in for in the summer. And there's lots of rumours at the moment about Manuel Ugarte, the midfielder from Sporting. So as our Portuguese football expert, Jamie Farr. Jamie, welcome back to the Anfield Wrap.
Thanks very much for having me on, John.
Yeah, well, it's a league that Liverpool are fond of, and Liverpool scouts are fond of, so we work you very hard. But before we get on to Manuel Ugarte, I want to talk a little bit about Enzo Fernandez first, if you don't mind, because we spoke to you about him when he was being linked with Liverpool. In the end, he went to Chelsea. Chelsea paid the money, and a lot of money indeed. What have you made of him so far, and how much of you know what you know Enzo Fernandez is capable, do you think we've seen at Chelsea?
Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't think many of us predicted exactly how much Chelsea's season would just nosedive the way it has, and it's quite bizarre in Enzo's context that just everything was on the up and up in the first half of the season. That Benfica were flying, and obviously ended up winning the World Cup, and so it was always going to be a culture shock in any event. But yeah, I think. Individually, I think he's shown that he's clearly extremely capable player, and I think in time will be, you know, I think he'll be in amongst one of the strongest midfielders in the league. I think it's just such a bizarre situation that he's kind of walked into. I think he's managed to, as I say, I think he's managed to kind of emerge with some credit himself. I think I've watched a couple of Chelsea games since, and individually I think he's looked quite good. It's just obviously not functioning as a unit around him, so as long as they can sort of provide him, if you like, some stability higher up and around him, I think he'll settle in even further and become amongst the best in the division.